Harper Audio presents Little Princes, One Man's Promise to Bring Home the Lost Children of Nepal. This is the author, Connor Grennan. A note on the crisis in Nepal. The decade-long civil war in Nepal, 1996 to 2006, claimed more than 13,000 lives. The devastating economic consequences destroyed hundreds of thousands more lives in one of the poorest countries in the world. In the remote regions of the country, the Maoist rebels, who had taken up arms against the king, used intimidation and murder to control villages. They abducted children, forcing them to join the rebel army in the fight against the royal government. Child traffickers, preying on villagers' fears of Maoist abductions, deceived families by promising to take their children to the safety of the Kathmandu Valley, one of the few regions left in Nepal that was still free from Maoist control. For this service, they collected vast sums from impoverished families. The traffickers then abandoned the children in Kathmandu, hundreds of miles from their mountain villages. These children, who could be as young as 3 years old, effectively became orphans. There are tens of thousands of children still missing in Nepal. Prologue. December 20th, 2006. It was well after nightfall when I realized we had gone the wrong way. The village I had been looking for was somewhere up the mountain. In my condition, it would be several hours' walk up a rocky trail, if we could even find the trail in the pitch dark. My two porters and I had been walking for 13 hours straight. Winter at night in the mountains of northwestern Nepal is bitterly cold, and we had no shelter. Two of our three flashlights had burned out. Worse, we were deep in a Maoist rebel stronghold, not far from where a colleague had been kidnapped almost exactly 1 year before. I would have shared this fact with my porters, but we were unable to communicate. I spoke only a few words of the local dialect. Exhausted, I slumped down beside them. I zipped up my jacket and knotted my arms tightly around my chest to keep out the cold. 6 days had passed since I split from my team. I'd sent them home, back to their villages, promising them that I would be okay. My guide, Rinjin, tried to stay with me. "Just to make sure the helicopter comes," he had said. I assured him everything would be fine and pushed him to leave with the others. The trek back to their villages would take the men several days, and they had been away from their families for almost 3 weeks. Rinjin had taken a last look at the empty sky, shaken his head at my stubbornness, and clasped my hand in farewell. Then he hurried to catch up with the others, already descending the trail. I reached into my bag, looking for food. I pushed aside the weather-beaten folder, crammed with my handwritten notes and photos of young children, children who had been taken from these mountains years before. The notes had been my only clues to finding their families in remote villages accessible only by foot. Behind a crumpled, rain-stained map, my hand touched two tangerines, the last of our food. I passed them to the two porters. I wondered how things would have been different if I hadn't gotten hurt, or if I hadn't split from my team, or if I hadn't decided to wait on that mountain for a helicopter that never came. It didn't matter now. What did matter was figuring out how we would get through the night. Part 1. The Little Princes. November 2004 to January 2005. 1. The brochures for volunteering in Nepal had said civil war. Being an American, I assumed the writers of the brochure were doing what I did all the time, exaggerating. No organization was going to send volunteers into a conflict zone. Still, I made sure to point out that particular line to everybody I knew. "An orphanage in Nepal for 2 months," I would tell women I'd met in bars. "Sure, there's a civil war going on, and yes, it might be dangerous. But I can't think about that," I would shout over the noise of the bar, trying to appear misty-eyed. "I have to think about the children." Now...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?